none but the hungry heart, love's eternality. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 5. Between the activity of the old man and the accusations of Satan, we often find it very difficult to believe and understand that God is lovingly and legally on our side, both now and forever. One of the great secrets of growth is the looking upon the Lord Jesus as gracious. How strengthening it is to know that he is at this moment feeling and exercising the same love and grace towards me as when he died upon the cross for me. I have got away from grace if I have the slightest doubt about God's love for me. I shall then be saying, I am not happy because I am not what I should like to be. Oh, but dear friend, this is not the question. The real question is whether God is what we shall like him to be, whether the Lord Jesus is all we could wish. If the consciousness of what we are in ourselves has any other effect than, while it humbles us, to increase our adoration of what our Father is, we are off the ground of pure grace. The immediate effect of such consciousness should be to make our hearts reach out to God and to his grace as abounding over all. May our hearts get such a lesson in the love of the Father that, instead of being depressed by trying circumstances or elated by what are called providential interpositions, we may know that we are the objects of this wonderful love and are being educated into it by the only one who knew it in all its power as he walked here below through this wilderness world. To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Ephesians 3:19.